Thank you and good afternoon. Staff, faculty, and students joined tribal members at Humboldt State University on Monday to protest against the school's firing of Indian Natural Resources and Engineering Program Director Jacqueline Bowman Thursday, a firing that students believe is an unfair termination. Bowman has been looking over the program and has been a mentor to students for the past 9 years. HSU graduate and Euro Oak tribal member Keith Parker said that students questioned administrators after the announcement of Bowman's termination, but the students felt that they did not receive sufficient answers and began plans for Monday's protest. The director of the Office of Diversity and Inclusion, Rada Weebly, has stated that the university will begin a nationwide search for a replacement program director, and an interim plan will be taking place in the meantime. Because of privacy and personnel policies, the university could not comment. An Arcata police officer conducted a traffic stop of a vehicle hauling a U-Haul trailer on Sunset Avenue early this morning, and while speaking with the driver, the officer smelled the strong odor of marijuana. The traffic stop was initiated due to an equipment violation, and the subsequent search of the vehicle and the trailer turned up a large amount of marijuana. The officer found approximately 200 pounds of freshly harvested marijuana in 39 plastic tubs and contractor bags, and the officers also found a large amount of cash in the vehicle hauling the trailer. The officers arrested two Garberville residents, 34-year-old David Wellington and 40-year-old Margaret Susie, and both were booked into county jail for possession, possession for sale, and transportation. The Board of Supervisors met this morning, and the board approved some minor changes to the county campaign finance ordinance. The latest ordinance will cap campaign contributions at $1,500. In special circumstances related to the overall campaign spending, that limit could rise to $5,000. The spending cap does not affect a candidate's personal funds. The supervisors also approved a strongly worded letter to be sent to the United States Postal Service regarding the proposed shutdown of the Eureka Mail Processing Facility. The letter points out that the proposed consolidation will cost local jobs and degrade mail delivery locally. The board letter echoes the sentiments expressed by Congressman Jared Huffman, who is opposed to the closing of the mail facility as well. The College of the Redwoods is looking for new committee members. Dan Squire has more.
In 2004, local voters approved a $40 million general obligation bond for the College of the Redwoods, and a committee was formed to provide oversight on how that bond money was spent. On Monday, the Board of Trustees at Redwoods called for three new members to serve on the oversight committee. The school is searching for someone who is active in taxpayers' organizations at the local, state, or national level, a current Redwoods student who is active on campus groups, and the third should be a member of the community who serves on a group or committee in support of Redwoods. For more information, contact the school.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Assemblyman Wesley Chesbro has had a number of bills approved by the government in 2014, including bills to approve forest management, banning the commercial production of genetically modified salmon, and an increase in recycling of organic material to reduce greenhouse gases. Chesbro said in a statement that his final year in legislature was a busy one and that he was able to get legislation signed into law that allows Eureka to keep more revenue generated by the harbor. In addition to that, Chesbro was also able to complete the goals of his two bills, one of which was intended to help the Ferndale School District by restoring funding for small schools by being included in the state budget. The other bill was intended to encourage private owners of forest lands to reduce wildfire risk by doing safe activities. Even though it was vetoed, it prompted CAL FIRE and the Board of Forestry to implement key provisions of the bill. The Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District is temporarily shutting off water to parts of residential areas and businesses for its Intrite project near Alder Grove Road in Arcata Wednesday and Thursday. The Municipal Water District asked residents and businesses in Arcata, McKinleyville, Eureka, the Samoa Peninsula, and the Humboldt Community Service District to conserve water. The shutoff is expected to last 12 to 24 hours. In other news, the National Weather Service issued a hazardous weather warning for Northwest California today. Tonight, an approaching cold front will bring moderate rainfall along with a slight chance of thunderstorms. These thunderstorms could bring gusty winds, heavy rainfall, and small hail. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.